Educator Sarah Hannon and union leader Chris Diamond filed for the House District 33 seat. It includes downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, Thane, and some other capital city neighborhoods, plus Haines, Skagway, Clutwan, and Gustavus. Hannon says she's been a Democrat since she first registered to vote, so she filed to run in the party's August 21st primary.
People think that, you know, being a member of a party might have a negative, but you know, there's an old joke about the Democrats. I'm not a member of an organized political party. I'm a Democrat. I truly think of the Democratic Party holding the big tent. Everybody is invited in.
If elected, she says she would caucus with Democrats. Hannon is a retired teacher who works for CERC, an education resource center with offices in Juneau. Labor leader Chris Diamond is running for the same seat. He says he thought of running as a Democrat, but he decided to file without party affiliation. That means he'll skip the primary and appear on the October 2nd general election ballot.
My goal would be to bring moderates from both parties together so that we have a true bipartisan working group like the Senate had several years ago. I think the House needs that. I think Alaska needs that. I'm hoping that being undeclared and independent will give some freedom to work better with the two parties.
If push comes to shove, he says he would likely caucus with Democrats. Diamond is an organizer and leader with the Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters. It includes two Carpenters Union chapters and a Pile Drivers Union, all with members in Alaska. Diamond and Hannon filed letters of intent with the Alaska Public Offices Commission in mid-February. District 33 incumbent Democrat Sam Keto III says he will not decide whether to file for re-election until mid-March. That's when he expects to know whether a proposal to take away Juneau lawmakers' per diem payments will move forward. He says he's putting his daughter through college and he can't afford to remain in office without those payments. Diamond says he's running to provide leadership.
Like all Alaskan parents, I want to leave the next generation of Alaskans, which includes my three children, a healthy, robust state. And that's going to take leadership.
Hannon says she couldn't run for office while she was a high school teacher because she didn't have enough time. But her new job is less demanding.
Now is an opportunity for me to run and make a difference. I've got the time and energy and commitment, and it's not something that I think I'd do for 20 years, so I don't have to worry about proceeding to be reelectable and establish a political career.
Juneau's second House seat is District 34, which includes the Mendenhall Valley, the Juneau Airport area, and neighborhoods to the northwest. The incumbent is Democrat Justin Parrish. His office says he plans to run for reelection within his party. Juneau Deputy Mayor Jerry Nan Curvis is running as a Republican. Juneau's third legislative seat represents Senate District Q, which includes all of Juneau, plus Haines, Skagway, Gustavus, and Clutwan. It's held by Democrat Dennis Egan, who is not seeking re-election due to deteriorating health. Juneau's Larry Cotter filed for that seat in January. The Fisheries Development CEO is running without party affiliation. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.